The New American Weekly presents Front Page Drama.
I've already told her I'd go there. After accepting her invitation, I can't very well... Oh, good heavens, Ginger, you look as if... Why on earth should you mind if I spend a few evenings with her on business? You can't possibly be jealous.
No, truthfully, I don't believe I've ever been jealous in my whole life. But, well, Phil, dear, I am beginning to feel a little lonely.
And now, listen as Front Page Drama brings you the heartwarming story of Ginger and Phil Warren. A story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine distributed with a leading newspaper in this city. Ginger and Phil Warren were a happily married young couple whose most serious disagreements in life resulted from playing bridge. One evening, after their two guests had gone home from an evening of playing cards, Ginger and Phil were discussing their game.
Honey, I'm terribly sorry I lost the rubber for you. I forgot the little old six of spades hadn't been played.
Oh, it's all right.
Anyhow, it's the only bad mistake I made, except not taking you out of hearts that time.
Well, you'll just have to concentrate, Ginger, and keep track of the cards.
Oh, I try to, but it's hard for me to remember sometimes.
Well, you could learn.
I hate to spend the time, Phil. After all, it's only a game, and I play well enough to get by most of the time. I guess those people tonight were a bit beyond me.
Now, you could learn to play as well as anybody.
No, I haven't too much card sense. Honey, put the card table up, will you?
All right.
I'd never be as good as Miss Elliot. Oh, how smart she is. And how beautiful. What an asset she must be to an advertising agency like yours.
Oh, she sure is. One of the best promotional minds in the business. You know, she's whipped up a scheme to promote one of our clients. It's really a honey. Yes, sir. When it breaks, she'll probably be recognized as having plenty on the ball.
She certainly has. So lovely and slim. No hips at all. Oh, I must buy myself a new girdle.
Oh, darn it. Speaking of buying, I forgot to buy a shaving stick.
Oh, I picked one up for you when I noticed that your old one was running out. It's on the middle shelf in the bathroom cabinet.
Oh, good girl. Say, how'd you like our new man, Forsythe?
Very much. He and Miss Elliot make a striking couple. You know, it would be nice if...
I don't think Miss Elliot's interested.
Not interested in such a nice man? Well, why? What's the matter with her?
Nothing's the matter with her. It's just that, well, she's got it all over him in every way. She's much too smart for him.
You and she work together very well, don't you?
Yes, our minds seem to click somehow. Well, she's very stimulating.
Phil... What were the two of you planning about Friday night? I don't mean to be nosy, but it sounded so funny about the, you know, crooked publisher and the unloaded pistol.
Oh, once when we were lunching together, had some plans to go over, we just happened to get an idea for a mystery story. So she suggested I go to her apartment Friday evening and we'd get started on it. That's all.
But why don't you come here, Phil? I'll ask her to dinner
and... Oh, it won't be a social meeting. We'll just work. It might be tiresome for you, honey.
Yes, if I listened, but I'd just leave the two of you alone to write and pay no attention. Remember when you and Mr. Keyes had to work out a budget for that awfully cross client? I never said a word. Not even when I brought you sandwiches and coffee at 10 o'clock.
Sure do. Can't say which impressed Keyes the most. Your sandwiches, your silence, or your looks. You know, he's always asking about you.
What a nice man. Let's have him and Miss Elliot both on Friday night, hmm?
I've already told her I'd go there. After accepting her invitation, I can't very well... Oh, good heavens, Ginger, you look as if... Well, why on earth should you mind if I spend a few evenings with her on business? You can't possibly be jealous.
No, truthfully, I don't believe I've ever been jealous in my whole life, but... Phil, dear, I am beginning to feel a little lonely.
Oh, you've got lots of friends, honey. I'm sure there are any number of gals you can call up for a movie or a bridge game. Hey, that's it, Ginger. Ask your group over for cards.
And improve my bridge game. Right, Phil?
Right, dear.
Well, we'll see. Perhaps something a little more stimulating will turn up.
Coming to bed, dear.
Oh, no, not just yet, Phil. I'm going to hunt up my college French books and do a little brushing up on the language.
French books? At this hour? What on earth for?
Well, you know the language has always interested me, Phil, and, well, I find I'm getting very rusty on grammar.
Very well, dear. But I've got a big day at the office tomorrow, and I think I'll turn in.
Of course. Then I won't count on you for dinner Friday night?
No, we'll get a bite to eat near the office and then go right to the apartment to work.
Very well. Oh, want to get up any special time in the morning?
About a half an hour earlier, if you don't mind.
No, certainly not.
Oh, and honey, thanks for remembering to get the shaving stick.
Oh, monsieur, n'y a pas de quoi.
N'y a pas de what? What's that mean?
Oh, just beginning to brush up on my French, darling. It means don't mention it.
Oh, I see. Well, good night, Ginger.
Bonsoir, mon chéri. Bonsoir.
So Ginger brushed up on the French language, but hardly aroused any curiosity in Phil, who was preoccupied with things at the office and with the mystery story he was writing with the attractive Miss Elliot. Listen in just a moment as we bring you the surprising conclusion to this front page drama from the files of the American Weekly. With summer here, the lady of the house will be thinking of hot weather menus for her family. And in the coming issue of the great new American Weekly, there's a timely and helpful article entitled 8 Glamorous Ice Cream Desserts. Recipes for such tempting ice cream delights as Baked Alaska, Peach Royal, Chocolate Mint Pie, and others are given. These desserts are sure to please the members of your family, and they're all easy to make with prepackaged ice cream from the grocery or the drugstore. You'll want to save this helpful article, 8 Glamorous Ice Cream Desserts, appearing in next week's issue of the great new American Weekly, carried with a leading Sunday newspaper in this city. Now, back to our front page drama. Phil was so busy at the office the following Friday that he didn't get a chance to telephone his wife, Ginger, about her possible plans for the evening. Working on their mystery story together at the attractive Miss Elliot's apartment, he arrived home after midnight. And, surprised at not finding his wife at home, he went to bed. It was about 2 a.m. when...
That you, Ginger?
Yes, Phil. I'm sorry. I tried to be quiet.
What time is it, dear?
It's almost 2 o'clock. How did the story go?
Oh, all right. We blocked it out and agreed on the characters.
That's good. Phil, I'm going to have to turn on a light.
Oh. Hey, isn't that your new formal dress you bought?
Yes, dear. Like it?
Sure, but is that an orchid you're wearing?
Yes. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, but since when are bridge games formal?
I didn't play bridge, silly. I went to the theater and dancing. Had champagne, too.
But who? What?
Well, you remember the Wexlers telling about a charming Frenchman they met in Europe last summer?
I don't, but what's that got to do with
him? Well, I knew that he was due for a visit with them, so I phoned Barbara when I knew you were going to be busy this evening. I thought it might be fun to meet this Frenchman. His name is Pierre Donnet. Barbara said, what a wonderful coincidence. I need a date for him for Friday night, and, well, here I am.
But this Pierre, was his wife with him?
No. He's a bachelor. And perfectly wonderful looking, Phil. Very, very tall.
Oh?
He's going to publish a travel book on France for Americans. And, Phil, guess what? He's asked me to help with the translation. Isn't that divine? We spoke French all evening.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll like him, Phil. He's so smart. One of the best minds I've ever encountered. And he speaks English with just enough accent to make it charming. He calls me Ginger. Oh, isn't that cute, Phil? Ginger.
Well, exactly,
what
is he?
Oh, he gave me this orchid. He kissed my hand, Phil.
He gave you... He did what?
Oh, he's very continental, all right. Well, honey, I guess I've talked enough for tonight. I'm sorry I woke you up. There now, dear, you go back to sleep.
Thanks a million, Sherry.
Bonsoir, mon chéri. Bonsoir.
Several evenings later, having their after-dinner coffee in their living room, Ginger and Phil were talking over the events of their respective days.
Ginger, heard any more from your friend, Pierre?
Oh, yes, I meant to tell you. He and Barbara Wexler stopped in here today.
They did?
Yes, he was just full of compliments. Said the colors in my home reflected all of my grace and charm.
Oh?
He also said that you must be a very understanding husband. He meant about my going dancing into the theater the other night.
I see. That was a week ago Friday, wasn't it, dear?
Why, yes. Why?
Because in today's mail, which I took with me to the office, I had a bill for one orchid from Wilson's flower cart, and also a bill from the ticket broker for one seat at the Hartman Theater last Friday.
Oh, Phil, I didn't want you to see those bills.
I'm sure you didn't, honey. But you know something? I'm glad I did see them.
What do you mean?
Well, frankly, you had me a little worried with Pierre. And now I gather there isn't such a Frenchman at all.
Yes, there's a Pierre, all right. But he's little and quiet and very respectable. And it was my idea about the orchid and the theater ticket. I really barged in on the Wexlers last Friday after their party had been all arranged. I'm really ashamed of myself for the whole thing, Phil.
No, I'm the one who's ashamed, darling. You know, it was pretty unfair of me to plan those meetings with Miss Elliot and, well, just let you sit home.
Oh, how is Miss Elliot?
Fine. Oh, I was supposed to call her about our story. In fact, I was supposed to stop by her place this evening. But, honey, if you don't mind, I'll phone her and ask her if she can't come here.
Very well, dear. Shall we call her forth for a bridge game?
That's a good idea. Miss Elliot and I will get the story plans out of the way in an hour or so, and then we can have a game. Hey, honey, I've got it.
What, Phil?
Does this French guy, this Pierre, does he play bridge?
Well, I don't know. I suppose he does.
Well, why not give him a call and see if he won't join us?
That's a wonderful idea. And I know he'll love meeting Miss Elliot. After all, Phil, she has one of the finest promotional minds in the business, hasn't she?
And so ended the story of Ginger and Phil Warren. A heartwarming story and a true story. Well, this has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. Condensed from their book entitled You and Your Aging Parents, authors Edith M. Stern and Mabel Ross, M.D., caution you in the handling of older people in an exclusive article appearing in this week's issue of the great new American Weekly. If the time comes when you must care for your mother or dad, it'll be well for you to know about mistakes which can cause friction or heartbreak. Authors Stern and Ross have cited 10 such mistakes, which are common in dealing with older people. And in their American Weekly article, they suggest methods of caring for mother or father, resulting in the greatest amount of contentment and happiness for all concerned. The title again, You and Your Aging Parents, appearing in this week's issue of the great new American Weekly, on sale with a leading Sunday newspaper in this city. Thank you.